HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98.
He has so many questions, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's like a baby.
It's like he forgets the show every day.
Why is the sky blue? How come air makes me happy? It's a very strange situation. He's got
every day is a new day to him. It's just beautiful.
What makes colors colors?
Get out of here, Dale.
No, it's Dale. Dale Hellestrand had to explain to him that Craig Shoemaker is getting closer and closer to this foursome with Caitlyn Jenner for me on and Brady. Now I don't know if you're going to get in on this, but a foursome with me and Caitlyn.
I'm in,
and I'm going to turn the charm on. I told Megan yesterday, I'm like, this is a go. I'm getting Caitlyn in the hot tub, and she goes, if you can do it, I'm like, damn right I can.
See, and this whole time I thought you were talking about Kylie's daughter,
Kylie, right? And that's the other side of it, is that it starts the dominoes falling that I'm that much close. I'm one step removed
after
from
they
the
bond
Kylie
in the
Jenner.
Hot tub,
right?
Is your ultimate goal to get to the mom?
No,
Jenner?
God, no.
Oh, well, I'm just wondering. I mean, if you're starting off with Caitlyn.
Caitlyn I'll take.
Former Bruce, right?
Right. Bruce is gone. Okay. Caitlyn is
gone. They all have a buttload of money. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And the answer is, I mean, the reason I want it so bad is because when's the last time you had a chance at a four-year-old V? All right. That's brand new package right there, my friend.
You don't think it's been abused in the 4 years?
No.
No? He's got a girlfriend.
I know. Well, boyfriend. It's a man dressed as a woman. She's hot, though.
Yeah, he's got a person.
Yep. That's mine.
There's
nice
so
shot,
so Caitlyn. Confusing.
My plan would be like, so tell me your story. I don't know anything about you. And act like I don't know anything and see, you know, what's going on.
It'll be great tomorrow when Dale comes in to ask the same questions on a Saturday.
Yeah. Hey, where'd the guys go?
He
what's
knows
going
better
on with Caitlyn Jenner?
Did
John go out with Katie Jenner?
I just asked. Well, what questions did I ask?
You said, why would you want to have sex with the former Bruce Jenner?
I didn't say sex. I said, why are you so infatuated with golfing with Caitlyn Jenner?
Because
I
want to have sex with Caitlyn Jenner.
Old, didn't
you didn't even know who Caitlyn was.
No,
I thought it was a daughter.
Caitlyn's almost 70. And
is he?
Kylie's like 22.
Is she?
That's a woman.
It's ma'am.
You think he'd get in a fight? And then I just simply asked you who's in the Hollywood Squares, so whether I listen or not.
You had a lot more questions. You had a lot of questions.
It's good to be inquisitive, Dave.
Yes. That's how you learn.
That's right.
That's how you learn. There's no such thing as a
actually,
dumb question, Brady.
I will
that's
argue
right,
this.
Dale.
I will argue this with you, Dale. It's how you learn, but retention is how you actually learn.
And I won't argue.
No,
with
I know.
You.
Yeah, you can't.
I won't argue. I might ask you the same question on Monday.
I know. Well, I might not be here. I might be golfing with the great Caitlyn Jenner.
Go enjoy some pickles today.
Yeah. Find out where those come from. I love Dale.
Bye, Dale.
Dale Hellestray from Everybody Loves the Deuce Fan. It's time now for Brady to entertain us all. It is the entertainment drill brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, home of Tactical Black. And if I didn't cough up a chicken cutlet every time I tried to exert myself, I'd be going there right now. But this lung thing has got me just ruined for any activities.
Is it cancer?
Probably. At this point, I'm hoping it is. At least I'll have an answer. I'm fine. I feel
stage
fine.
Seven.
Just every time I take a deep breath.
It's all the soda.
Yeah, a wad of jellyfish comes up into my mouth. It's the worst thing ever. So, anyway, what are you going to do? But it doesn't dismiss the fact you guys can go out there and learn some of the most amazing stuff you'll ever learn in self-defense. It can save your life, but it'll also get you in some of the greatest shape ever. And it's from the people who actually brought it to town. They teach it because they're the only ones who owned this property. And it is an unbelievable system. So you can look around and see other people saying, we do this, we do that. But you might as well learn from the best if you're going to do it. And Jay and Josh up there in Phoenix, they're the best. There's no doubt about it. All their trainers are trained by them. It is a trickle down from the top. And Jay and Josh are the top. Tony's out there in Glendale. He learned from them. Michael's and Chandler, he learned from them. And that's where I go. And I absolutely love it. Life-saving techniques that are also one of the best workouts you could ever imagine. And this is a weird world where people are banging cats in bathrooms and you never know who's going to wander into your work and you might want to defend yourself and also be prepared. So get on that right now. ReactDefense.com. Get in shape and learn and retain with Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Forbes is taking a lot of heat for anointing Kylie Jenner, the youngest self-made billionaire.
Yeah, Megan and I had this discussion last night.
There's no she's defending herself. She says, although I'm a special case because before I started Kylie Cosmetics, I had a huge platform and lots of fans.
So you had an advantage.
I didn't get my money from my parents.
Right.
Past the age of 15.
So I'm going to just take a wild guess here. You were on Kylie's side, John.
Here's the side I'm on.
Megan was on.
I'm on the side of anybody that puts a product out that makes them a billionaire, because you can't accidentally do that. Did she have advantages?
She was on TV.
Absolutely. But you would dismiss that if it was you. Well, I can't now get success because I had this advantage. If your parents
Brady started Porgopolis,
right?
Would Brady's restaurant be as popular if he wasn't on the morning show?
No. And that's an advantage he should take.
I'm in real estate. Would I be as
take advantage of it?
Yeah.
But you can't sit back and go, well, his success only you will. The cream will rise if you have a product. All of her sisters have tried to be billionaires. The only thing I'm saying is the entire family's tried this, and she did it. So whether her product is her idea or anything else, she has stamped her name on something and was at least smart enough for 2 seconds to say. And I just hate people that dismiss somebody's success.
She says it's 100% of her own money.
Her sisters couldn't do it.
Not a dime in my bank account is inherited.
And it's all advantage. I don't care who it is on the other end. People that always say, well, her parents gave her this. So what? She still came. If she came up with a crap product, she'd have had a spike, and it would have fallen. Period. That's it. Brady
it may not have spiked though. It may not have gone anywhere.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. There's plenty of parents that gave money to their kids and they blew it.
I would not have the advantage I have had I been able to quit working in a bar and have my folks take care of me for a couple of years while I got on my feet to do this.
But your butt plug video wouldn't have blown up without you being John Holmberg.
Of course not. But that's why is that bad? I don't understand why people think that's bad.
I'm not really saying it's bad. It's just a fact.
Yeah, but people are coming down on her like, oh, nothing would have happened. Of course not. Nothing would have happened to anybody.
It's a combo of both.
Of course it is.
She probably worked hard on her product, and she's got an advantage.
When you become a billionaire, people automatically are like, oh. It's the same thing as when stars are in shape. Well, I'd be in shape too if I had a trainer for 8 hours and nothing to do. It's like it's jealousy.
It's kind of the Trump situation, our president.
That's all it is. Absolutely.
You know, Donald Trump has worked hard in his life.
Absolutely. And
he's
not
stupid. Also got a bunch of money, too.
Absolutely.
Start off.
And you know what? You can blow that just as easy with bad ideas.
Sure.
So the fact he's maintained it or lost it and then built it back.
Yeah. Probably lost more than he's
absolutely
made.
I just get tired of people's jealousy being a story. And that's really all that is. People are mad because – and she's the only one of the Kardashian morons that became a billionaire. So she did something right. I'm not saying it was – just pulled herself up by the bootstraps off of Skid Row. But she took advantage of her platform. And moved on with it. And
became
a billionaire.
It's definitely easier to go from that starting point.
Can be, but nobody else in her family could do it. So you got to give her
credit.
They're
all millionaires anyway.
Billion is different.
Yeah, but it's not like they're – Kim's not
– No, she's not hurting.
Hard up for money.
But her and Kanye aren't billionaires. And he's got an entirely – $1 billion is hard to get to. There aren't many of them.
They might be close.
They could be, but they're still not.
I think their combo is like it's not as much. It's $400 million, which is nothing to.
That's all I'm saying. Is that everybody in their family had the same platform. She's the only one who made $1 billion. So whatever she did, tip your cap and walk away. No matter how you feel about it, she did it. And her sister hasn't. And her sister married a guy with a couple $100 million to start. So if they can't get to $1 billion, as much
well,
as they pour
she tips her hat to Ray J.
And think about it.
They all owe Kim.
Absolutely. Of course they do.
For starting the whole
complete
trend.
Yep. And getting us interested. They actually owe us for paying attention to it.
Kim and Ray J deserve a lot of
money. they would have done all right even on that. That put it to the next one because their dad was by no means living life. He was very successful.
Incredibly successful.
Yeah.
Absolutely. She wouldn't have been banging Ray J if she didn't have Robert Kardashian as a dad. But that's what you do in life. You take advantage of where your foot gets put in a door and you make the most of it. If you can make $1 billion off of it, I'm going to tip my cap to you.
Well, the folks have moved on from Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Good.
They're saying she has now been hanging out with Jeremy Renner, Hawkeye.
Oh, because she broke up with that fella, right?
Yeah, they've been spending a lot of time together.
Don't do it, Hawkeye.
Ugh. In case you missed the late show with James Corden, Cammy Cam was on there.
Cam Newton?
Yep. Pretty much every day I miss
it. Yeah, I haven't seen one for a while. Pretty strict bedtime.
I was just guessing.
Just so you know.
You know who that is, right? That's a late night show that's hosted by an Englishman.
Is that the same guy that does the
Cars
Carpool Karaoke?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's
I knew that.
All he's got, really.
Well, anyway, Cammy Cam was on there. And he was talking about some of the things that he's been doing in his life to make his life better. February, he began being a vegan.
Good for him.
And this month, he's giving up finishing.
He's just going to bring himself to the
end?
No
more, yeah. No more releasing.
Huh.
So he'll go almost to the end and stop.
So he'll be even more of an asshole, and he'll probably break every bone in his body playing football because he's a vegan.
He's
and
on attention. A quest to strengthen his mind, so he's taking himself.
I don't think this is good.
If I was a Panther fan, I would worry.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
Challenge a month.
Our quarterback hasn't had a meatball sub and ejaculated for the last 6 months, and we got to take on the Rams next week. I'm not liking my chances.
Cam, we tried it for Lent.
He looks a little fatigued in the second quarter. And angry.
Never seen this before, but after Aaron Donald sacked Cam Newton, a dustpan came out to pick him up. He became just nothing but vapor and dirt. Oh, my God. Aaron Donald's just sacked Cam Newton, and both of them seem to be covered in some gelatinous ooze.
Could you imagine if a D lineman sacks him and then starts grinding on him?
Some type of Bellagio function. Looks like the sprinklers have been put on here at CenturyLink Field.
If I heard that and I was a defensive guy, I would be doing that every time.
I would
time
be reaching
I
down there
him.
Rubbing him. After every sack, I'd rub his goods.
And the camera's on. There he is on the bench, sidelines. Yeah, completely asleep.
I like that.
He's taking a nap.
Cam Newton spilt the Gatorade jug on his pants.
Every game, it seems like that.
How would you like to be Ron Rivera? You got to walk into that office, go, Cam, I need you to jerk off today. You're just not. It's not working, man.
Our football coach used to tell us we couldn't do it
you're
before
not allowed,
our game
because your legs get weak.
We're starting to hear more and more information about people who are running for president, and the latest one was a CNN town hall. John Hickenlooper was on, and he was talking about how he took his mom. He didn't know what an X rated movie was, and back in the day when Deep Throat came out.
Oh, right.
He and his mom went to see Deep Throat.
How old was he? He had to be young.
Deep
Throat was like 72.
He actually planned to see it with a friend, but he invited his mom so she wouldn't be sitting at home by herself. He said the best part of the story was that even when they found out what kind of movie it was, mom refused to leave.
They stayed.
Yeah. I said repeatedly, I think we should leave. I think we should go.
I would leave anyway.
Once she paid, she was going to stay.
She could stay by herself. I'll wait outside. I'm not going to sit through Deep Throat with my mom. I can
That's
look at
awesome.
Her and go, oh, geez, I didn't know this was this Is type it? Of movie. We should go, Mom. She's like, no, we're staying. Like, I'll be in the lobby. I'm going to eat Juju fruits.
Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reed settled with the NFL. $10 million.
Not each, between them.
No, they're going to be, and they'll break it down, legal fees. Not sure how much they'll get away, but I'm sure there's some other stuff, stipulations in there, too, that they're going to settle out additional stuff. Cher has lost her favorite T-shirt.
Uh-oh. Did Andrew take it?
It's black, rhinestone studded. It says, Eat the Rich. She loved it. She's had it for 30 to 40 years, someone's lifted it. So she's asking St. Anthony to get involved. Cher's followers have been sending her thoughts and prayers, too.
The patron saint of T-shirts?
Yes. I didn't know that was a thing. Lost items.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing. Well, hopefully St. Anthony delivers. My guess is no.
Musical tragedy.
Yeah.
Donnie and Marie ending their 11-year Vegas residency.
Oh, they're getting divorced?
Yeah, they're breaking up.
Damn it.
I got married in Vegas, and that's like the first year of that show. Yeah. It was getting a little weird. I'm like, Jesus, they got
to
change
get back
it up
before it ends.
Yeah, I just went back last year. I'm like, still? Got to be kidding me.
They got to replace it with some sort of Michael Jackson show. That's where the money is.
Speaking of Michael Jackson, he will remain in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you can't take that out. OJ's still in the Hall of Fame in football.
Is there any? I mean, if you go to the Football Hall of Fame, does it say anything in the?
No, but I mean, it's not called the Football Hall of Fame and behavior. Yeah. It's, you know, it's if being a jerk or a criminal got you kicked
they
out.
Should,
of it.
I think they should put it on his plaque and murdered.
But he didn't. Was never convicted of the murder.
That's true.
There's just two busts.
Yeah.
Yeah. The good and the bad.
Just write the word Orenthal.
Additional bust.
Orenthal Simpson.
Nicole and
Buffalo Bills. You know, these are the yards, these are the numbers. And at the end, just go, we know. Dot, dot, dot. Ellipsis. And then you move on. Yeah, they know. Don't worry about it.
R. Kelly isn't supposed to leave Illinois. but he's asking the court for permission to go to the Middle East for a series of concerts because he's broke.
Sure, he'll be back. Yeah,
he
let him go.
Can't get booked in the States, yeah. And he needs money for child support.
I trust him.
Let him go to the Middle East, sure.
I trust him completely. He's not a flight risk. He just wants to entertain people. I completely trust him.
If that judge lets him
go. Do you think that song would go over the same in the Middle East? Do you think the girls still want to come back with Rob?
Yes.
Yeah?
Because they live in garbage town. He's going to the third world. This was in Ethiopia.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, they're coming back.
I'd take a few punches in the shorts for a hot meal and a nice apartment in Chicago.
And if your man gets put away, you're fine.
Yeah. You're covered. Get into it, Rob. Come on. He's an amazing entertainer. A genius, they say. I've disagreed with that for quite a while. It's 9:32. We got the Guadalupe Squares coming up in just moments to close out our Friday. 585-9800 if you want to play. We need a girl. We need a boy. We'll get right to the Guadalupe Squares next. That was your entertainment drill.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D.